Shiro, general manager of the Penguins, is now with us. And Ray, good morning to you. How are you today?
I'm doing great, thanks.
Good. Just wanted to, you know, we're getting a lot of, as you know, conversation concerning Sidney and the fact that he came out yesterday and on the ice still has the symptoms. The number one question I have for you, have you ever considered shutting him down this season for the balance of the year?
Never. No, we have never talked about that. He's never brought that to our attention. His agent has never brought that to our attention. You know, the first thing for me is he's a hockey player. He wants to play hockey. And, you know, our main focus throughout the past year has always been his long-term health, and that's never going to change. But having said that, you know, he wants to play, and he feels he's going to get to that point where he can get back again and get the, you know, he came back against the Islanders, obviously played at a high level. And, you know, but, you know, we'll see how this goes along for him and continue to monitor it and make sure we make the right decision moving forward. But at this point, that's never, ever been discussed.
Yeah, I find it reprehensible. So many people are talking about maybe his unwillingness to come back. I know him pretty well. I've never seen a more competitive athlete. I know he wants to play, but I also know there are ramifications with an injury like this. When he comes back, though, when he came back for those eight games, he looked like he was playing the way he plays, which is go to the net. He takes hits. He encourages hits. Does he have to at all monitor that style a little bit or tweak it?
Well, first of all, I think the first thing to say is that you know, he's not medically cleared to play at this point. And for people to say that, or some speculation to be out there, he should be playing, there's never going to be a player in sport that's going to come back to play unless they're medically cleared. So that's the first thing. And as I said a couple days ago, there's no one that wants to be on the ice more than this kid. And I thought it was great that he came down to join his teammates. And, you know, on this road trip, didn't have to do that. It could have stayed back in Pittsburgh and, you know, and continued his rehab there, but wanted to be with the team, started skating yesterday. I believe he's practicing today with the team, which is great. But when he does come back again, I think you play a certain way. And, I mean, you know, the style that he plays, a competitive person, competitive player that makes him, you know, as great as he is. So I'll leave, you know, how he's going to play up to him. But, you know, I don't see him changing too much because of the fact that he's Sidney Crosby. And Chris Kunitz, he comes back from an injury, he's going to play the same way. They play the same, you know, you're going to play a certain way that we have success. And but, you know, he's a guy that he's very aware of his surroundings in terms of players around him getting hit and all that stuff, and it's almost a sixth sense for him. So hopefully he continues to have that and continues to have a long, productive career for himself.
Ray Shiro, Penguin general manager, our special guest here on the Bob Pompeiani Show. Ray, there was a lot made this week of this so-called temporary meeting going on to try to, you know, a players-only meeting. First of all, was there any truth to that meeting going on? And was it a topic of having a temporary C?
Never happened. I mean, it's the furthest thing from the truth, number one. And, Bob, I can tell you, even if I went to our group and said, listen, I'm thinking of having a temporary captain, there's not a player on our team, I can guarantee you, that would ever take me up on it. This is Sidney Crosby's team. He's the captain. He's the leader. He's always going to be the captain here. You know, and that's why the players yesterday, I think, the show of solidarity, did what they did for the morning skate, everybody wearing the C and, you know, kind of making a bit of a joke about it. And anyway, I mean, we can put that behind us and, you know, and it's not a concern. And anyway, Sidney's going to be the captain of this team. And, you know, I made that decision back in 2007, and that's never going to change.
Ray, let me ask you, looking forward, is it a problem when you consider long-range health with regard to a long-range contract? I know you want Sidney here. He wants to be here. He's very committed to this area and this team. But there's also a lot of financial considerations that go into it, given the uncertainty of concussion syndrome.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I don't want to get too far ahead of ourselves. I mean, you know, the soonest we can extend his contract is next July. So we'll see how we go. I mean, this will be a conversation we have with him and his agent in the summertime to see how he's feeling about things, how we're feeling about things. And, you know, we're obviously committed to him and his long-term future here, and we'll cross that bridge when we get to it. But he's been, obviously, and continues to be, you know, when he was drafted here, the good fortune of winning the lottery, probably saving the franchise here in Pittsburgh, and you know, winning the Stanley Cup with him, going to the finals. You know, he's done an awful lot for the city and this franchise. And but as I said, we'll get to that. No different than Jordan Staal in the summertime. He's eligible for an extension as well, and we'll cross the bridge when we get to it with both players.
Ray Shiro, Penguin general manager, our special guest here on the Bob Pompeiani Show. Chris Letang, how's he doing?
Chris is doing real well. You know, he's skating on his own right now. I anticipate him getting back to skate with the team next week, and So I think he's getting closer and closer to returning, which would be great news for us.
You also have a trade deadline down the road, and I know every year is a different year, but at this point you sit ninth, still playing good high. I thought the game in Washington was a very good game the other night, just didn't go your way. How do you determine when and if you make a trade, and is it all predicated on where you are in the standings, or is it a health issue? How do you, you know, take all those aspects into play?
I think take everything into consideration. Obviously, your cap space is probably first and foremost as to whether you can make a move or not. But I think it's a matter of how the team's playing, injuries at the time, whether you make a deal or not. And it doesn't mean you have to make it the day of the trade deadline, which is February 27th. It could be next week. It could be not making a deal. So I think you always have to get a feel for your hockey team. And you know, we have our pro meetings actually early next week and continue to go over this stuff. But, you know, part of my job is to be in touch with other teams to see who may be moving. And I'm getting calls as well. And that's just the course of, the last little while here. So we'll see what happens. But I agree there. I mean, I thought we played real well in Washington. I thought we played really well against the Rangers. But it's one of those things. And as a manager, and I have faith in this team, and I think people know that now, that, you're going to go through some slumps like this. And I think, you know, last night is another good game. We played real hard, and we had, you know, we got a good break on that first goal, and Versteeg kind of missed an open net. And, you know, if both things don't happen, what happens? And that's what happens against the Rangers. And we're all over them, and Lundqvist is playing great hockey and shuts the door on us. And but anyway, that's life. It's a long season here, and we just got to believe in what we're doing, the players we have, and the coaching we have.
Ray, I appreciate the time. Thanks so much, Bob, and I look forward to seeing you.
Appreciate it. Thanks again.